Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's Jerry in the pacemaker. It's back, Jerry with a G. In the Wayback Machine, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number 3. Very excited about having Robert Lighton back on the show, folks. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. He's a non-resident fellow with the Brookings Institute. And Bob, we were just talking about antitrust in the previous segment. And one of the reasons we were doing that, folks, and I think I forgot to mention, Bob has written an e-book about that topic, Scalpel, Not an Axe. Is that the title, Bob? And if it is...
Yeah, that's the title, and I just looked it up because I've got senioritis. It's got a subtitle, which is very relevant to our conversation. It's called Updating Antitrust and Data Laws to Spur Competition and Innovation.
All right. Tell us where they can find it.
It's an e-book, and it's on the Progressive Policy Institute website. You can download it. It's free. One of the few free things in the world.
Thank you. Exactly. ProgressivePolicyInstitute.org. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So check that out, folks. And conservatives, they'll let you go over there, too. Don't worry about it. Just tell them I sent you. Okay. Okay, Bob. Let's talk about the economy. And I highly, vociferously, pugnaciously differentiate the economy from Wall Street. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Of course.
There used to be a connection. There's very little connection anymore.
A lot more. That's right. I mean, a lot less connection. You're right. And what's going on in the economy, basically, a lot of things. But basically, the coasts are pulling away from the middle of America. And that explains a lot of our politics.
What do you mean by that?
How is that manifesting? The coastal cities.
We hear you, but how is it
manifesting? Look at the economic growth and the population growth or whatever. It's in places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Charlotte, et cetera. And you look in between the coast of the United States, except with the exception of places like Austin, maybe Boise, Idaho or whatever, a few tech hotspots. Basically, the middle of the country is not growing very rapidly.
Why do you
a
think
lot
that
of rural
is?
Areas
think,
are declining.
You think it's access to broadband? What do you think?
Well, access to broadband has a lot to it, but a lot of the big name companies that are the ones that are doing really well are concentrated in urban areas on the east and west coast.
How much of it is demographic? Because I think a lot of the young people looking for jobs are also looking for their favorite al fresco cafe, which you don't always find in Don Box, Texas.
Absolutely. And they're related. So people that want to work in tech, where tech is really going ahead, and they're cool places. There's music, there's restaurants, et cetera. They want to live an urban life. And those places are growing increasingly distant from the middle of the country. Right. And that, by the way, explains a lot of our politics.
When it does,
people in the middle of the country they're angry about it.
Well, and the other thing is the young people are taking their place as family units much later, like a decade and a half later than their parents did. And therefore, their family values move to the suburbs where it's quiet, nice schools. I don't mind commuting so my kids can have grass to play on. That's not part of their lives, is it?
No. I mean, the millennials are increasingly concentrated in cities, although I think that's going to change, as they get older. They are going to go back to the suburbs. But these places that we're talking about, these mega economic centers of power,
right?
They're attracting the brains, the capital, and so forth, and they're increasingly leaving the rest of the country behind. And the people in the middle of the country know that in their gut, and they're very upset about it.
Well, especially when you've got the concentration of the red versus blue states on the coast.
Yeah.
When you see those color maps, folks, it's astonishing, isn't it?
Yes, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
About the only blue state I can think of that's in the middle of the country is probably Illinois, and that's because of Chicago. It's a big,
right.
You know, big center.
But interestingly, also, those same states have significant fiscal challenges. I mean, they're California, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, they're basket cases. Illinois could be bankrupt any day now.
Oh, Illinois is one of the worst, and one of the reasons is over the years is that politicians have voted for public officials to basically get backloaded pay. In other
right.
words, high pensions and so forth, and they've deferred the cost for years.
Right.
And now the chickens are coming home to roost, and these
That's
states
right.
can't afford to pay
they
for
got,
it.
They got 20th century promises they're trying to fill in 21st century, and they can't do it. See, I liken the coastal states, the regions you talked about, I liken them to China. I think they, like China, are more their own worst enemy than they are our enemy out here in Flyover America. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting analogy. I mean, in the sense that China's advancing ahead and is doing well in the 21st century, and the coastal economies certainly share that. But by the way, I want to tell you something. It's not just the states that you mentioned that have overpromised. The United States is overpromised. Look about
yeah,
the
true.
Overall growth in debt. You know, I mean, debt is out of control. We're headed toward $1 trillion deficit, and everyone's aging, including me.
We've got a
and
contingent.
My generation
we've got a
just,
contingent.
You know,
a contingent liability time bomb waiting to have go off in the next 30 to 50 years, don't we?
Bingo.
Yeah, it's big. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Robert Lighton. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. So we're going to talk about politics, the election coming up after the message, after these messages. And don't forget, don't worry, the rumble could still happen.
Oh, Lord, stalking all who die up
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.